Hey, welcome to the second episode of the Tim and Kian Show.
Number two.
This is our second, the reason we're doing our second podcast is really thanks to all our listeners.
我们要感谢你们的支持, 我们 love 你 long long.
That was pretty disgusting Chinese. Okay, well, we just want to say thank you to, you know, all the people who gave us comments on our first podcast. It really helped us a lot. As a lot of y'all know, we did surveys for quite a number of people and we got a lot of positive feedback. So, really, keep listening to us. For those of you who don't know yet, we have our own blogspot. It's called timandkianshow.blogspot.com.
No spacing, it's one word.
Tim and Kian Show.
K-I-A-N.
K-I-A-N. Yeah. .blogspot.com. Those of you who are still accessing our podcasts from Ken's current blogspot, please note that we have our own... The Tim and Kian Show has our own blogspot.
Yeah, you can continue downloading from my blog, but you know, we have our own site specifically just for the podcast.
Just for podcast.
If that's just what you want.
Yes, and your comments. Leave us comments
Do write it in the comment section. Don't, like, jam up the whole tech board, because the tech board is, like, pretty small. And
Our tech board can't handle too much.
Yep.
Yeah, basically don't jam it up. Leave proper comments or email us with your comments and we'll definitely take it into...
we'll reply you as soon as we can.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll move on with the show. Today's topic is teens.
Teens. We're going to talk about...
basically teens nowadays, because, you know, teens are getting a lot of attention from the media now. First was the rising crime rate, teen crime, and then the suicide rate.
We are currently, if you realize, we are currently seeing like this huge upward scale, or an increase, if you would, in drug abuse amongst teens.
Yeah, I mean, drugs, like these 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids, like sniffing glue and ketamine.
Yeah, drug
abuse. How in the world do you get like ketamine into Singapore?
You know, I'm 17.
Even all those like experts and all, like, I mean...
We're 17.
Weed plants in their HDB flat.
Me and Kian, we're 17, and we're pretty well connected, but we still don't even know how we can get ketamine.
But we can go out after 11 p.m.
Well, that's the only thing we could do. We could go out after 11 p.m.
But wait one more year.
Those of you who are 16-year-olds, wait one
you
more year.
Suck.
One more year for you.
You think NC16 big deal, right?
So you were 16, you got one more year so that till you're safe to go out after 11, and then you got two more years till you can legally get into clubs.
Haha.
Well, okay, back to our topic. Yep. I don't think drug abuse is the only big issue. We're talking about violence and sex as well.
Yeah.
You know,
sex
is not a disgusting thing. It's better that we are open about subjects like this, because people... this is not really the case for Singapore, but a lot of people, you know, they don't get enough hearing about the effects, the bad impacts on people that sex actually has, and that is why sex actually has to be contained within marriages.
Yeah, it's good because, you know, you give all to just one person, okay, but let's not touch about that.
Yeah. Well, basically, just since we're on the topic of sex already, I think that this is how I feel. I think sex should really be kept to one partner. Sex does not involve just the physical part of it.
Yeah,
there's also this huge emotional tie.
Yeah, the emotional part.
Like, the first person you have sex with, you will always have this emotional tie with that person. Do you agree? So, try to avoid multiple sex partners, or just don't have sex right now.
Because
it's not necessary. I mean, dude, we've been in
your
situations.
Value will increase if you don't...
Yes.
Develop yourself, your moral respect.
Ladies, if you don't realize yet, there's a reason why you wear white when you walk down the aisle when you're getting married. White symbolizes purity.
Yeah, purity.
In layman terms, virginity.
Yep.
So, if you, like, do it... No.
Then wear blue.
Then you should wear blue or black.
Red.
Black.
Yeah, black.
Sure, like red at your wedding, but no
Chinese
condemnation. Don't worry, we're not. If you've already done it, if you've already done it, hey, there's nothing wrong. Yeah. There's such a thing as second virginity, not physically, but you know,
psychologically.
Yes, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just don't.
It's perfectly fine.
Don't
you're
do
not
it again.
Scolding anybody.
But so yeah, violence and sex is another huge rise in this.
And I heard now in school, so the sec one kids are. I mean, sec one, they're really, shouting at teachers and all.
Yeah, seriously.
Sec one, you know.
I don't think it's only, just limited to drugs, violence, and sex. Basically, teens are trying everything and anything is rebellious.
The whole Anti-Authority Act.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree.
You know, if you visit my blog, I touched on the subject vaguely about, teens nowadays and how I'm just, utterly pissed with them. I mean, I was, a bit startled to hear the state in which teens are in now.
I mean, seriously, right? In the end of the day, the question is really why? Why are teens headed in such a direction? We don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you see, they have everything given to them. The government changed so many policies just to bring education to them.
But yet teens are, engaging in such activities. Ken, why don't you tell our audience, why don't you give our audiences a few reasons as to why you think teens are behaving such a way?
Well, I think it's basically, it has a little bit to do with media influence, on MTV you can see all those
drugs
this sex and all, and
they got these movies that actually,
I mean, last time during our time you saw this boy band thing, they're but now you see
dude, just perfect example, Brokeback Mountain. The heck was that, man?
You see, I mean, I didn't watch the Brokeback Mountain because I didn't want to. It's too disgusting for me. I just want to stay clear of it. I don't want to watch two guys,
going at it.
Yeah, and
I completely agree. And media influence is one.
But you go watch.
I watched it. It's pretty gross. If you guys want to watch it, go ahead. But it's pretty gross.
Buy the VCD or something.
It's disturbing. Anyways, we're gonna play you a song right now. This is a song that Kian created sometime last year.
I wrote it last year for someone special.
Someone special. We're definitely not gonna
say the name.
However, when we get back, we're gonna have a caller on our show. To give us his or her reasons as to why teams are hitting.
Yeah, basically his point of view.
Yeah, outsider's point of view, not just, me and Kian's point of view. Yeah. We're gonna get more people's point of view.
Variety.
Yeah, so for now, enjoy the song. Tim and Kian's show. I hope you guys enjoyed that song that Kian wrote. Yeah. Someone special. On the phone with us, we have Kim. Kim, are you here?
Oh, yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Kim. Okay, listen, we're going to ask you a question. Okay, give us your best answer on it. Our topic for our show today is teens who are actually headed in a really bad direction.
In the wrong direction.
In the wrong direction. Now, what are your, like, opinions? What are your reasons as to why teens are behaving in such a manner lately?
Well, I would have to say it's media influence for sure, because, you know, we have movies like R21 rated and M18 kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So they probably think like, like sex and blue sniffing and everything, it's everywhere in America, and it's probably, it's all right in Singapore. And to them, committing breaking a rule in school is probably nothing anymore compared to the past.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, and it's, I would say it's peer influence. Like, you know, they hang out with a group of friends, they see people smoking, and they're like, dude, you want a stick? And if you say no, they'll go like, hey, it's such a whim kind of thing, and you don't want to lose out in a group, you know, and people just want to blend in and have friends. People want to have friends. So
yeah.
They just follow in, and that's how wrong direction starts to come in.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely agree. One more question before we let you go. The steps that the government is taking into
such as the 11 p.m. rule and
yes, 11 p.m. rule or in more like newer introductions of rehabilitation centers and stuff. Do you think all this is good enough on the government's part?
Is it the correct step?
Is it good enough on the government's part?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I tell you people, the 11 o'clock thing—it's all correct. Trust me. how many teenagers can you catch in Singapore? It's like people hang out in void decks. And what if kids like us, 16, 17 years old, we are hungry at night, we want to go for a supper, why can't we come out and grab bites?
Yes, McDonald's bite? Delivery, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they have 24 hours Cheers and 7-Eleven for us to just grab a snack.
They should do 7-Eleven delivery.
Why can't we go out and grab a bite, and if it's just chilling with friends during the holidays and we're not doing anything illegal, we're not playing cards, we're not gambling, we're just hanging out and chatting and just get together, you know, kind of thing. What is wrong with that?
Actually,
I totally think the 11 o'clock thing, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's brought up in Parliament. They say like these kids are apparently chilling or hanging out, and then and then the whole Parliament started laughing when he used the word hanging out. Like if it was such a new word.
Well, okay.
That's because the people there are old. They're all balding and having idea what trend is in here. It's like people here, we're young, we play skateboard and everything. They don't. They play mahjong and all that. That's their era. We've got to keep up with our new generation and have fun.
We agree. Well, okay, Kim, thanks for being on our show.
You're welcome.
Alright, we're gonna go for another small commercial break, and we'll be right back with another caller on the phone.
We'll be back.
Are you part of the latest fashion craze in town? Send us a photo and win a year's supply of Activewear Defined and air tickets for you to Korea. Small in size, big on fashion. It's one day Activewear Defined.
Activewear!
Feel free to be you.
Hello, welcome back to the Tim and Kian show, and we have with us here another caller. His name is Caleb. Hi, dude.
Yeah, hi, what's up?
Hey, Caleb, welcome to the Tim and Kian show. Hey, we're gonna ask you a couple of questions.
Right.
Okay, give us your honest opinion on it. The first question is, why, like, what reasons would you give to explain why teens are heading in a very negative direction in recent times, meaning there's been this increase in violence and drugs and sex and all that. What are your opinions? Why are teens doing things like this?
Well, I suppose there is much of, you know, due to media influence.
Alright.
Yeah, because, you know, they have movies, they have stuff that kind of promotes that it is alright to shit on drugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then another reason would be like maybe because they have resources. Yeah, the resources, it's kind of easy to
get like internet
stuff like that. That you can just like maybe get a friend to buy it for you, you know, older friend, and then it's really easy nowadays.
Yeah, I mean cell phones for example, we didn't used to have like great access to cell phones.
You know about the Tami video.
There's
all sorts of things now. Alright, Caleb, next question would be, what are your opinions on the steps the government are taking to actually so-called keep teens safe?
Yeah.
You mean like the 11 o'clock thing?
That's one reason, and
I mean that's a thing, lah.
That's one of the reasons, and another reason would include introduction of new.
No, not reasons. Steps taken.
Yeah, more steps taken, like introduction of new drug rehabilitation centers and such. What are your opinions on it? Is the government doing a good job at keeping teens safe?
Well, I suppose it's a start, but I don't think they're doing very good jobs, lah. I don't think they're doing a very good job. I mean, well, the 11 o'clock thing might work, but I don't think it's working very well right now because. Well, not exactly at home. so yeah, and drug rehabilitation shit, won't work lah. It doesn't work. It's like sending you to stop smoking, but can you really stop? Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have this thing against the 11 o'clock rule. It's not new.
Yeah.
I mean, love.
Well, okay. Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to go for another song and we're going to come back with a continuation of our views. And we'll see. We'll go from there. On the Tim and Kian show.
Yes, welcome.
We just got off the phone with two callers,
yeah.
Kim and Caleb. They brought up some pretty interesting points.
And the interesting thing here is that all of us agree that media influence in one way or another affects the behavior that teens are displaying nowadays.
Yes,
media influence is a big thing.
I think that's extremely true.
Because, you see, we get like so-called westernized by these ideas, and people would think like, oh, they're doing it in the US, and okay, you know, we should be doing it here, we should follow them, you know. I think that's seriously not a good culture, not a good habit to follow, like, you know, just because they're doing it elsewhere, we should be doing it here.
It's not just the same. I mean, America has their own culture, India has their own culture, Jamaica has their own culture.
We should develop our own. That's why when we brought up the 11 p.m. thing, one guy actually said that, you know, just because in US they actually like, they also have such a similar ruling, that's why, you know, down here we should have. I totally disagree with him, because in US, you know, there are people like carrying guns and all.
Yes.
Singapore is basically, you know what?
US has a proper reason for putting a time limit to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, even sitting on a bus home is like dangerous, right?
Yes, true. Yeah. Of course, not all parts, but on the most part, you know, a person can just pull up a gun and say, hey, give me your money or I'm going to shoot
you. And
he will shoot you. That's the problem, see?
Yeah, and another thing brought up, you know, through our conversations with the callers is that the generation gap thing between the MPs and us.
Totally.
Now, the thing here is that there's a new generation gap now. The first generation, of course, is those older and more senior members of parliament. Those are the like first generation, and there's the second generation people, those young adults, like 20 something and all. And there's this third generation, the younger generation, that's having like all the bad put in bad light now. It's you know, basically our generation, the yeah, the teens and under 20. And the thing is that, like, the other two generations can't really relate to our experiences and our lifestyles, because, you know, it's just totally different. We are, like, changing so fast nowadays, and, you know,
things are changing fast. I mean,
yeah,
one a handphone can come out today, and there'll be a new one in, like, the next couple of days.
Yeah, the advance in technology.
There's this acceleration in technologies and information, how fast information can be transmitted,
yeah,
and all these things. For those of you listening out there, having heard all our points, all the reasons that we've brought up,
yeah,
if you have any other points,
yeah, your
or
own
comments,
views, and all, you can email it to us.
Please email it to us.
Yeah,
we will find ways to incorporate it in our future podcast.
Yep.
This particular podcast we're doing is more to raise awareness.
Yeah, about this, because it's now in the media. It's just like,
the media,
you know,
is
building this,
yes,
topic up.
It's really building. We're seeing topics on teens all over newspapers, magazines.
I mean, like, that time the Straits Times actually has just, like, reporters go and, like, check out teens and what they're doing at night and all. I mean,
things like that are happening, you know, continuously.
And yeah, like, their objective of doing such a thing is basically to put teens in bad light, whether they're, you know, doing good or not. They're just trying to make teens look
bad. They're trying to control us,
yep,
in a very strange manner.
Yeah. In a subtle way.
Yes, and it's time that we, you know, stepped up and did things like write petitions or whatever, you know. But, like, seriously, they're bringing up this topic in Parliament, especially about the 11 o'clock time limit.
Yeah.
A lot of us do not agree with this. So if you have any other things that you'd like to say about the 11 o'clock time limit, please email us.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that will help change the thing, but at least we, you know, can have a voice.
Yeah, some sort of a voice.
Yep.
Well, that about concludes our second podcast.
Yep.
We are going to leave you guys with a song that I wrote.
Tim wrote.
That I wrote quite a while ago.
A lullaby.
Yeah, it's a lullaby.
She's a static lullaby.
No, it's a lullaby I wrote for someone special.
Yeah, you're someone special.
My someone special?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to leave you with the lullaby that I wrote. Keep a lookout. Keep on visiting our blogs. Our third podcast should be out before the March holidays are over.
No.
Or maybe slightly after. We'll
probably just be releasing, like, one show per week, because, you know, we might be busy doing some other stuff. So, and it's, like, quite hard to, you know, get...
It's quite hard to
think,
to
come up with new stuff.
Yes, it's
so
difficult.
We apologize that we're not professional.
But please send us your comments.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
all?
Yeah, that's all.
That's all we have for them?
Yep.
Alright, thank you guys for listening in on the Tim and Kian show.
Peace out.
We'll be back next time. For now, enjoy the song. I'm not going to really tell you the title of this song, though.
Yeah.
No, the song title is Untitled.